Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. In today's call, I'm talking about the identification of oneself, what we feel like our identity is. Identities can help us or hurt us. Identifying yourself as a victim can have radical implications for your life and those around you. Take a listen to see if this episode can help you in your continued overcoming. And if you love this episode, please give us a review. We'd love to hear what you think. Thanks again for listening.
Does anybody have any questions, comments, or things I can help with tonight?
Dr. Francis, I have a question. What about, what are the ways that people find themselves victims to food or eating or those kinds of patterns?
Mm-hmm. In many ways, and I think it's a little bit different for each person, but as I alluded to in the talk, so for example, in blaming the food, I mean, I've heard people blame the food, like that the food made me gain weight. Or because they treated me this way, I overate. Now, there's a point in that, right, that's learning. So when someone's learned that, because I work with many clients who've been bullied or hurt physically because of their size, there's a point of learning, right, where you learn that. And then that learning can transpire action. But if it doesn't move into action and you keep in that kind of victimhood of blaming the other people for your weight gain, that would be victimhood, right? In any way that we blame people outside of ourselves and we stay in that blame and we don't move that to learning and into action orientation, that can be moving into victimhood when it comes to food or weight. Does that help?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the pattern I would see most likely. We are creatures that love to learn, and we don't always love to do because it's the doing that's really unsafe. In learning, we can still kind of feel safe. Like we can still go, oh, I get that. I'm not going to change, but I understand that. And I get how unsafe and how scary change is. Trust me. Totally get it. But usually when it comes to food or weight, it would be in blaming external sources for the weight gain. Now, that's minus the 3% of people that have some kind of really strange metabolic disorder. But beyond that, everybody can change their body and everybody can change their relationship with their food. I mean, that's why I have done what I've done for 27 years, is because we can always change how we relate to other things, whether it be other people or whether it be to our food. I have focused on food. I find it fascinating, obviously. But we can change our relationship with food and how we use food as opposed to how food uses us. And that's the difference in between of a victim versus non-victim when it comes to food. And I almost hate the word victim because I think it sounds so negative. But like I said, and I really mean it, you know, there have been plenty of times in my life where I, you know, I'm kind of moving into this, woe is me place. Fuck, I have a lot going on. and I'll recognize it. You know, it's not that we shouldn't move into that. I think it's a normal human feeling when things are tough. But if you catch it and you understand it, because when you stay there, that's when things get really bad. Because then all those benefits I talked about start to come through and really move into your life more and more. Good question.
So if I identify myself as an emotional eater, is that a form of victimhood by acknowledging that, or identifying myself that way?
Great question. So for me, and everybody's different, right? But for me, it depends on how you use that construct in your mind. Here's what I mean by that. And I'll give you a couple of different scenarios. So let's say a client says to me, well, I just can't control my eating because I'm just an emotional eater. Well, yes, but, right, therein lies disempowerment. Yeah, okay, so maybe you're an emotional eater, and what emotions do you eat with? Why do you eat with those emotions? How do you feel after? You see, that's where the action part comes in. So it's not just the, I don't like labels necessarily, because I think we can live up to our labels or we can live down to our labels. I think recognizing though who we are and what our patterns are is important. So as long as it doesn't become an identity construct, because essentially at some point you don't want to identify as an emotional eater, right? But that's the piece where if someone says, well, I overate because I'm an emotional eater, well, that's not really true. To me, that's where that might be a little bit more of a place of victimization of self. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Yeah. Versus if you're saying, you know, I am working through my issues with my emotional eating, And I'm continuing to change those. You know, that's a little bit different because it's putting the power within you. I have the power to change my relationship with food. I have the power to change how I eat. Right? That's victory. That's different.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.